Okay, thank you everybody for coming out to the emergency meeting, April 3rd, 5 p.m. We are in the planning and zoning room. We will do a quick roll call, let the record show that council member Vance Brown is present. Commissioner Ann Bailing is present. Commissioner Brad Clausen is present, and Commissioner Megan Irvine?
Irvin.
Irvin, sorry.
It's all right.
Present, so is me, Terrence Bell. Did you guys look at the information bar put on the drive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we need to say aye?
No, roll call?
No, we're not, he just asked you if you had looked at it.
Yeah, so if you guys, some of you had a chance, the bar found that there is culinary on that parcel. It is in Clifford's name. Barb has given Justin the paperwork to transfer it on Farron's records to Justin's name.
That done.
Sewer has not been paid. We will need to get that.
Yeah, and I guess that was one of my questions too, is how much is the hookup now?
It is, depending on your sizes.
So you can disregard that top part?
Yeah, disregard the top part. And then obviously these commercial hookups, you're doing a commercial building, falling into commercial code. So there is no city code dictating that commercial sewer be a certain size. That's dependent on plumber code.
Yeah.
That's what the city refers to.
It was nice talking to Garrett Hanson. He finally came down and met with me and put his eyes on it. So that's going to save us from digging up Fifth South to get it across. And the curb gutter and sidewalk come around onto the highway, and then there's the storm drain. And we'll approximately be 12 feet past that. So there's no asphalt on the highway or anything that we're going to disturb. And it's almost a straight shot into my building where the bathroom is.
So that would be on the
it's on page 77.
Right?
Yeah, you can see it's got a little
offset. So we're on the right of way. Do they already have access through there, CBSD, or do you need to get clearance from UDOT?
He didn't say anything about that. He said it's deep enough. We don't have to dig up any asphalt. It's on this side of the road. This will be easy.
And I would believe that they do have access to all that because of all those homes that are further down.
Right.
Yeah, my dad's
so.
On it, and
right.
I'm on
so,
it.
I just popped my head.
Yeah.
And then your site plan, where was that?
It's page 77.
Yeah, I seen you adjusted the 30 feet. You moved the parking on both sides of the building, well, three sides of the building.
Yeah.
Got your water line shown there. Fence around the garbage.
Yep.
Middle and trash.
Nice.
So you're doing one roll off and one dumpster.
Correct.
And then I couldn't find anything about Farron dictating how wide an approach is. I don't think we care.
I haven't seen anything on it.
Approaches us to? Sorry.
So he's gonna have to cut the sidewalk out,
uh-huh.
Put a driveway in.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Approach.
You got listed 5 foot or something like that.
50.
It was 50 foot.
Yeah. 50. Yeah.
Because I didn't know, so I just,
I think
that would cover both of my overhead doors.
I think that's fine.
Sure.
Is there a storm drain there, though, on Fifth South?
Yes, there's one on Fifth South, and then there's one on the highway.
Is it on the corner, or would that hit the approach?
Yeah, it's on the corner.
Okay.
So, yeah, the approach is up from it.
Okay. I just know from walking the dog.
Yeah.
I just know there's a storm drain somewhere right there.
There's a huge one out there on the highway.
Yeah.
That thing is enormous.
It's kind of scary when she was a puppy. Not
the dog or the storm drain?
Storm drain.
The dog's pretty big, too.
So.
Yeah.
Just a little thing.
With everything noted here, we're not going to install utilities.
And I've not had
fine.
Much luck with Rocky Mountain Power.
They're hard one to get hold of.
You mean Enbridge?
No, Rocky
did they change? Are they still
Enbridge
Rocky Mountain?
Yeah, Enbridge.
Okay. I
but
thought
they
Rocky
split
Mountain
that up, so you have Enbridge and you have Williams.
Oh yeah, okay, that's what it was.
One
yep.
does the install, one does the meter set, and I don't know. It's
okay.
So
but yeah,
we don't worry about the internal connection piece for us for power. That's all them. We'll just need that, really need that connection fee paid from what I can see for the sewer. And
Garrett did mention, because all my building's stacked on that corner waiting to be installed, and that sewer line's gonna come right through where everything's stacked. He says, do you have a problem with us waiting until the building is up? Because they're gonna stub it onto my property. I said, no, I don't see a problem with that. I can still pay the hookup fee, and then once the building's out of the road, we can get that in.
Is your contractor gonna have a problem with that? Connecting the building? Because he's gonna, you're not gonna be able to connect the sewer, because
You'll be able to do any of your
CDSSD does it to the property line.
Yes, and so I'll already do it before the concrete's poured. I'll be stubbed out of the building.
So who's gonna connect it from that stub to this stub?
Me. Well, my plumber.
Yeah. Okay.
It just has to be tested and inspected per city code.
Yep.
So I don't have, because once he's stubbed out of the building, out of the concrete, he can still pressure test it and all that, so it should pass that inspection, but then when you connect it again, you're gonna have to do another pressure test.
Yeah, we'll do the pressure test on the clean out there just outside the building.
So, I mean, other than that, I think what we talked about yesterday, everything seems to be in order.
Let me just ask one question on this postment we have. So is this paid by Justin, or is this paid by the city?
Which one?
The driveway approach.
Driveway approach.
He's modifying it, that's gonna be on him, right?
In the past, we've had them do it, they're modifying it.
I know that sidewalk's pretty ratty all up through there. It's all pitted and they don't even butt up to the asphalt very good anymore.
That could be a conversation held between city council and Justin, but as far as we're concerned, I think that's on him. I don't think we have a say on that.
I don't think that's on him.
I don't really remember the sidewalk on that side of the street.
It is.
Yeah, there is.
There is.
All the way.
I know there's gutter there, but
There's a, around the corner, just a little bit, about
It goes probably 40, 50 feet around the corner.
So they'll have to cut all that. That's what Ray will have to worry about.
Yeah, I'm not really touching anything on the highway side. But on Fifth South is where I'm gonna be.
So I think if you're gonna do that approach, does he need, I mean, he has to do an approach to get in there, it's a non-existing approach.
No, I think all we're here to do is approve the, to get him there.
Right.
Approve this sort of application.
But on the site plan, he has the approach, so we are approving the approach. We just gotta, what's the guidance for that? I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Because that's city property that he's gonna be ripping out and replacing.
I know when Randy, your buddy Randy, put in his approach. You can talk to him about that. Because I know we made him, that was before you, prior you guys. I believe Adele had him. That was something he had to pay for or something like that, so.
Yeah, and
I don't remember.
I mean, life's gonna go on whether I'm paying for it or the city's helping.
Right, but I just, city needs to be aware that you're gonna be ripping that sidewalk out.
I would contact though Ray Peterson and see where it is on his plan to replace those sidewalks.
And Vance can kind of talk to the council about that too.
It is, it's all pitted and broke up and it don't touch the asphalt anymore. There's, you see where the water's run instead of in the gutter.
So the reason it was in my mind, he was talking last night, he had a meeting about it, sidewalk.
Okay.
Repairs
and replacements and stuff. So I don't know if this was in his plan or
Well, I can get that bid if you want me to.
I don't know what all was on it, you know.
Well, I hope a lot, because
That's a lot of money.
60,000?
46,000.
46, yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it is a ton.
I was like,
yeah,
I'll get very far.
And I'll tell you, with one bid, it's you know what?
Just the concrete and rebar in my building is $44,000. And I'm not doing a 6-inch pad in that thing.
You just did 4-inch.
But the high tensile strength, it was more than a 6-bag. So it had a 4,000-pound capacity to it. Which
so
is
then. I can't remember from the, I didn't see. Is there a model plan or a shop, or are you doing footers?
We'll do footers and stem wall, and then we will drill the rebar and stuff in to anchor it to the foundation.
But it might take them years to get it done.
Yeah, you're doing a stem wall, right?
I've already seen.
Yes, so there'll be
the red iron can be on the stem wall.
Yes, there'll be, I think it's 18 inches above ground level sticking up out.
Plan shows 2 foot.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because their forms are 4 foot and we got to be below the frost line, so It was gonna be somewhere around 18 to 20 inches.
So yeah, above ground you should have a two-foot stone wall.
I thought 30 inches was our frost line.
It depends on the area.
Yeah. Anyway, that's...
Up there, it's a bit more than 30 inches.
Yeah.
There they are, yeah.
It's 530 south, 400 west.
That's around by Mike Bailey.
Yeah.
My little brother's barn dominium by the stake center.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Need to have a bike pass so you can go visit him.
I'll just cut through the field.
Yeah, I don't think we got any time to get there on that. Yeah, so.
Okay.
So, I just recommend contacting Ray, like
yeah, I'll talk to Ray
and in advance talk to other council members.
Okay.
But if you're gonna rip that out,
yeah,
you're gonna have to close the sidewalk.
And at that time, it may be beneficial for everybody, city and myself, to either fix the asphalt so it butts up to it, or
not CBS.
And we can work all in conjunction.
And that's
why I'm
easy. Chips on if I'm. I'm thinking right from the road back south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd be doing all that this year. So it's time to do it.
That may be time, and if I have to help, you know, with cost or whatever, that's we can do whatever to help.
Like I said, that's all under Ray. But the chip seal stuff, that is actually the county, you know, or special district.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing that chip seal south end of town this year, aren't they?
Yes. And that's what I was saying. That might be time to fix this before they put the chip seal down.
Yeah.
Why would you do that and then do something else?
That's a good idea.
Did anyone else have any questions, concerns, suggestions?
Yeah, I should have brought the colored.
I guess that's the only way I learn is color.
So I guess I was okay with everything. So are we going to approve it pending him doing the sewer, or are we just going to approve it?
It'll just be approved.
Okay. Well, I recommend that we approve the application for the business.
Is that a motion by Commissioner Lawson?
I'll second it.
And a second by Commissioner.
So you're going to pay for the sewer next to now? I mean,
yeah, well,
it'll be tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah, as soon as we get in and
Jackie
can round it up. I know I have payroll tomorrow.
Roll call.
Put my name on there, please.
The motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
I'm third in it.
All right.
Adjourn the meeting. Roll call.
Aye, aye,
aye.
The meeting adjourned. It is 5:13 p.m.
Thank you, guys.
Unless you
I'll go in and get my building permit tomorrow. And